The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
After his baptism, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all during those days, and when they were over, he was famished. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone." Then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to him, "To you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given over to me, and I give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered him, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil took him to Jerusalem and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to protect you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
You might notice that I don't look like Reverend Rachel. It's sad to say, but she is out sick today, and she has asked me to deliver her sermon. So, should you have any comments, you might direct them to rnibach@stcross.org. If there was to be a soundtrack to today's gospel, I think it might be The Who's "Who Are You?" Who choir. "Who are you? As much as we want to make today's gospel reading about temptation, it is really about who Jesus is and how. Remember, I talked to you about the how just a few weeks back. The how Jesus is going to carry out his ministry. Jesus is baptized. Jesus is told, "You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased." And the Holy Spirit leads Jesus out into the wilderness for 40 days. Then the devil shows up at the end of the 40 days to tempt Jesus. Our first inclination, as it is the first Sunday in Lent, is to say, "See, Jesus was tempted just like we are." So for Lent, I will try to imitate Jesus and stay away from the temptation to not do what I said I would do. If only it were that simple. Jesus' temptation by the devil, however, isn't about our daily temptations. It is only about Jesus. And it isn't so much about Jesus' resisting temptation, but rather Jesus showing the devil that he isn't going to conform to what the devil believes a great ruler should look like, lording power and authority over others. Jesus responds to each temptation with a clarification of who he is. And that is where the gospel does speak to us. Who are you? Who? me who you are, says the devil. Do this party trick and turn a stone into bread. Prove who you are by using your power for your own gain, says the devil. Jesus replies that it isn't about party tricks. We don't live by bread alone. We are not to use the power of God for our own gain. God's love for us is what shapes us, not the ability to do something, perform some act that shows our power from God. If we have been given power through God's love, the only use of said power is to share it with others. Jesus says, "Who am I? I am one whose actions are shaped first and foremost by knowing I am a child of God." Who are you? Worship me and I will give you all power and authority over all the kingdoms of the world, says the devil. Yet Jesus isn't here for that kind of kingdom. Jesus isn't here for the kingdoms that humanity raises up trying to wield power and authority over other nations. Rather, Jesus is here to bring about the kingdom of God. Worship the Lord your God and serve only him, Jesus replies. Who am I? I am the one who knows that true power and authority resides in our dependence on God, knowing that God's kingdom is more powerful, more glorious, more just than anything that the devil could offer. Who are you? The Son of God? Show me now. Show me that God is truly protecting you, says the devil. Jesus replies that he will do no such thing. Jesus isn't on the earth, didn't enter into our human form to prove that he is the Son of God by acts of power. Rather, Jesus is here to carry out bringing the kingdom of God to each of us through how he demonstrates God's love for each and every person he encounters. Who am I? Jesus replies. I am not here to seize authority and power in the way that you think. I am here to bring about a new way of being, a new way of loving, a new kingdom far more powerful than we experience now. Jesus does have power, authority, the ability to perform miracles, to draw people into his message. But Jesus never, never, never uses his power for his own gain. He uses his power to heal, to bless, to equalize, to challenge the very power and authority the devil puts before him. How we are tempted is not the point of this gospel, but how we live out our lives of faith. That is exactly what this gospel reading is about. So let me now ask you, you as God's beloved, in whom God is well pleased, who are you? This wasn't exactly the question that your vestry tackled at this year's vestry retreat, but it was close. We spent our time together talking about who St. Cross has been in the past and who is God calling us to be. We know we are no longer living in the 50s or the 60s when everyone had to go to church and where there were no youth sports on Sunday. We know we live in a dynamic time where our culture says you don't need church, you just need some spiritual practice and all will be fine. Yes, and in the midst of cultural changes and social pressures, We remain firm in knowing we, as individuals and as the community of St. Cross, are called to be faithful to the building of God's kingdom. We know we are called to live out the gospel message, not only in our daily lives, but as a community. In fact, the vestry is spending this next year truly looking at who are we as a community? Who is God calling us to be? Who do we want to be in the wider community? Who do we want to be for one another? If we had read the weekly email or were in church on Ash Wednesday, then you will know that the vestry and staff have committed to 40 days of listening by praying through the use of meditation. We are working to quiet our minds so that we can see more clearly who God is calling us to be and how we can lead the congregation into building the vision of who we are. We have invited all of you to join us. It isn't about getting meditation right, or you have to be, you'll be a failure if you don't do it every day, or if you only do it for 5 minutes instead of 20 minutes. Rather, we are using this as a prayer tool, knowing we will each do our best to be quiet, to stop, to listen, and to know we are loved. As we continue our journey through Lent together, rather than focusing on the temptations, know you are God's beloved, in whom God is well pleased, and ask yourself again and again, who are you? Who? Amen.